YSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Richard Cantu.
This will truly be the golden age of America.
Former President Trump claiming victory in the presidential race before supporters in West Palm Beach, Florida.
This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
ABC News is not yet projecting a winner in the presidential race. Vice President Harris will address her supporters later today. ABC News projects the Republican Party will take control of the Senate next year, although California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff won the race to replace the late Dianne Feinstein in the Senate. Abortion rights amendments passed in Missouri, Colorado, Maryland, and New York. Voters in Nebraska approve more restrictions on abortion. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
The Bucks looking for answers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Utah Jazz tomorrow night. Both teams off to a slow start, each with just one win and six losses. Head coach Doc Rivers says don't be surprised to see other players in the lineup.
This is the team I think we have. We can't be scared to put different guys in, even try different lineups, because I think we have enough guys that will be able to do that.
College basketball, the Badgers take on Montana State tomorrow night in the Kohl Center. NFL, after 5.5 seasons, the Packers traded linebacker Preston Smith to the Pittsburgh Steelers. It saves Green Bay salary cap money. In return, they'll get a 7th-round pick. Tight end Tucker Kraft on losing to the Lions heading into their bye week.
You know, we're frustrated to be lost games that we think we definitely shouldn't have lost. Coming out of the bye, guys going to get rested up. I think we got to lean on changing our demeanor, playing more smash mouth, really, really forcing the rock. That's going to come to, you know, lining up with precision and executing.
That's the Packers' Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
If the election has you stressed out, we have you covered with Nicole Norcross from Bell & Health. She'll have some ideas to de-stress.
And Heather Heil joins us from the Children's Museum of Green Bay.
Join us.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 50s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high back into the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else. Right?
Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.